You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford.
Oh, now this is a debut. This is called New Moon. And this is the first time
it's always
anyone
called New Moon.
Outside of our practice space
not even when
will
it's
have heard this.
After it's not
except
new anymore.
For, you know, possible significant others.
It'll still be called New Moon.
No, not even.
Yes.
Ready, Laura?
Yeah.
All right.
These days. Tuning break. Thanks again for having us. I see you.
The people listening on the radio think you're talking to them. They think you can see them.
I see you through the radio.
Put those pants back on.
Just like Angie, baby.
Yeah.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't. I just say yeah.
Just giggle.
I just giggle.
That's what I do.
Watch the wind. Killing me. You
And there we have the Daylilies coming to you live from Studio D on the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Stick around. They'll be chatting with us shortly. But first, a little more rock and roll so you can just continue enjoying it. This is the I Want You.
Of his interested in me. A former Latin playboy lover. I love you, love me.
share?
All right. All right. We have a lot of people here. And I, wait a minute. There it is. I knew I put it someplace. Okay, so... Hi, the Daylilies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
There's a lot of people. Not enough mics. Not enough chairs. So everyone just yell a lot.
Okay.
And be near a microphone.
Okay. Hi.
There you go. Perfect. So I was just playing Missile Thrush, and I didn't realize that we have a former Missile Thrushian in
That's
the band.
A crazy coincidence.
It is. Pull the mic right over to you.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I actually didn't play on that record.
Yeah, well,
but...
That's okay.
So
no one will know.
I love that bass line.
They hired a better bass player to play on the record.
They did, yeah. They let me hold the bass at shows.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, they were nice.
So cool. So you guys are a lot of people. Were you always
a lot of people?
Is that a... Well, you know.
I count for two.
Exceptional?
Well, you know, a lot of bands are like three, maybe four.
Oh.
Some are like six.
Some are six. Some can get up to 10, and
seven?
That's just bananas.
Yeah.
But that's it is good that there are so many people. You guys were gorgeous today. Thank you for playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. You guys haven't been around for a ton of time. That's okay.
Well, I think we've all been around the block at least, well, but we haven't been in this configuration.
Exactly.
Yes.
But that's kind of what I wanted to point out. We have an awful lot of former bands that have kind of coalesced into this current band, which is nice. Can you like list off like I don't know, any old number of bands that you guys have all been in?
I was in the Fast Easy Women.
Among other things.
All of them.
No. Wow.
He had to move to another city or disband. He had run out. So.
Yeah.
Yes. As you can tell, we have a lot of love in this band amongst the band members.
So many.
Matt was in Missile Thrush, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yes.
Adam.
That's me.
Have you been in
yes,
previous?
Permafrost.
Permafrost.
I'll go with that one. Joe Turner and the Seven Levels. The Stumble.
Polka.
Oh, yeah. the Plastic Cheese Band. Yes, that's
it. Yay!
Michael?
I was in Dragstrip Courage a million years ago. Our sticker's still on the wall. That was cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reverse.
Reverse.
Also the Fast Easy Women, but I got fired twice by Ad Frank.
Well, you weren't fast or easy enough, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't fit the suit or whatever that is.
Awesome.
Nice. I used to live in Maine, and I had a couple bands up there. The most recent one I had was the Feather Lungs. Yay. Yeah.
Maine.
I moved south.
Yeah. Is it so much warmer down here?
It's so much warmer.
Cool. Well, that's what I think is always fun. It's like, you know, bands come apart, come back together, shift around, and it's neat. I, you know, as a follower of many bands, it's like, oh, this is great. And yet, I don't know people. Like I could not name most members of any band because it's like, oh, those pleasant noises that are on my radio or that I see in a club. But yeah,
that's one of the things I love about being in a band is because I'm very much like I'm an extrovert and I like doing things with other people. And so it's fun because we create something and it comes across as a unified kind of, here's something from the Daylilies instead of, so if we really suck, nobody's going to throw tomatoes just at me. They're going to throw tomatoes at everyone. And I feel like there's security in numbers there. You know, I'm safe.
They might though. Because there's also a sense of a certain expectation that comes up when you've got people who you follow the bands and they know what this sounded like and what that sounded like. Oh, they've got a new band. I can't wait to hear it. Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound like the old band. What happened to them? And then they'll throw vegetables at you.
So the next time you go to a club, bring your vegetables.
We have a lot of nice salads.
Salad. We like
salads. Great. Bring some forks and knives. We can be somewhat civilized and eat your salad. So what's up in the... What are you guys going to do this summer?
What are we doing this summer, Ed Frank?
Oh, we should probably plug our gig. June 15th, we're playing at Sally O'Brien's, the old people's rock club.
Nice.
And we're playing with Justine and the Unclean and Chelsea Curve.
Nice. Both excellent bands.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very excited.
Anything else? Beach?
Yeah, I think we're continuing to work on actually our other next recording that we have. I'm looking at Mike over here, who's going to be doing a lot of the mixing, all the mixing. So we have 10 songs that we went into Blue Tone. We went into the Blue Tone studio, right, and recorded some drum tracks for our next release. We currently have a 6-song EP out there. It's on Spotify. Oops, can I say that?
Yeah,
yes,
totally,
I can.
Totally.
Like, oh, bleep! So we have a 6-song EP out there, but we are currently working on another release. I don't know when to think that that could be out, but I would have hope that it would be out by the end of the fall, possibly. Looking at Mike here.
I know.
I love you, Mike.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue to work on that. That's one of our goals, I think. And we've been also working on some new songs. We actually rolled one out tonight, and we've got a few others that we're working on. So I think we're definitely keeping busy.
Nice.
Yes?
Yes.
Nice.
All right. I feel like I'm hogging the mic here.
So the beach party, house, concert. No.
I want to get a gig on at the Hampton Beach hatch shell. How amazingly goofy would that be?
Oh. We'll play. Is that like where that like Crystal Ship, the Doors cover band plays?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm down.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, see, you know what?
We can finally learn our Doors cover.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
That's right. I still
Land
ho! See, we're here to just generate ideas and instigate all kinds of interesting things. Very nice.
Yeah.
So you're playing in June. Anything else on the distant horizon?
Well, we do have a show also Labor Day weekend. We'll be sharing the bill at the Jungle with Power Slut and Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys.
Sweet.
I'm excited about that.
Totally.
And then I think we've got a couple of other things in the oven, so to speak, that I don't want to necessarily mention before they're completely solidified. But yeah,
nice.
Definitely, we're definitely getting out there.
Very good to hear. Anything else bothering anyone that you just get off your chest? You can have a moment to share.
One interesting thing is that Matt, the bassist, and I are actually married, and this is the first time.
Actually?
Yeah.
Actually. Like, you won't believe this.
I know. Most people don't.
We're actually married.
I've never been in a band before with somebody that I was in a relationship with. I've been in bands where I've wanted to be in a relationship with someone in the band, but I've never been in a band where I've been in a relationship
still,
with someone.
Are you still in a band where you want to be in a relationship with someone in the band?
Well, that depends. That depends on if you, you treat me nice tonight. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah. Well, so that's been really fun.
As they say at work, we're going to take this offline.
Probably a good
so
idea.
That's been really fun, actually. But I have to say that this is, I've had the most fun in this band of any of the projects that I've been in the past. I find that, like, believe it or not, even though there is a married couple, there's no drama, and it's really fun. And I really, truly enjoy working with every single person in this band.
There's no drama in the room. There's, you know, some drama.
No. Offline, Matthew. Offline.
Wow.
Offline.
So, yes.
Have you ever had a divorce take place?
let's not.
We're all about the ratings.
I'm just going to mention, we do have one song called You Are Killing Me. I'll let people leave that to their imagination as to where those lyrics may have come from. Just saying.
Frank.
Yeah. So, no, we have a lot of fun. I think one of the things that's cool is that as you mature as a musician, you not only get more mastery of your instrument, but you get a longer kind of a better view of life, and I think there's just a better camaraderie.
When's
I don't
this
know.
Gonna happen?
Yeah, some of us, and some of us never grow up. But yeah, it's just really fun, and I always gush with these guys and tell them how much I love working with them and stuff. But it's fun.
Yay.
I love you guys.
Yay. So your show is, say it again one more time.
June 15th.
June 15th.
Saturday, June 15th.
Sally O'Brien's, Union Square, Somerville.
There we go. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, the Day Lilies, for coming in and
using
all of the chairs.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, what do I push to make more music? Hang on. I moved
things.
You push
Ed Frank's nose.
Funny. We're all funny here.
Smaller. If you assemble the evidence, will it all just be in vain?
Believe.
Yeah, we did it again. That was Jerry's Kids covering La Peste's Spy Master. And before that, I played La Peste doing their big hit, Better Off Dead. Before that, we heard from This Bliss with their song Believe, coming off of Forensic Styles. I want to say another big thank you to the Daylilies for playing for us live in Studio D. Thanks a lot. We have about 10 minutes left of On the Town with Mikey D, and then we're done. Come back next Wednesday for more local rock, more live band, more. That's what we're here for. Next, I found a Rebuilder CD in our little pile, and I don't know if this is new or existing, but I like Rebuilder, so I'm going to play some Rebuilder. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
I didn't choose to grow up not having much. I learned to live with what I got.
Damn it.
sea of calm. In the eye of the storm. Of calm in the eye.